Ashke puts up the jumper on the left wing. It's no good. It bounces around, and it goes out of bounds. And it'll be a team rebound here for the Knights. Bear with me if I call them Spalding Academy sometimes and just Spalding the other. Just saying all three of them at the one time is a little difficult. The Knights will inbound it, and the jumper is up and no good for Bloom. So Bloom misses it, and coming out with the rebound here is going to be Baznett. Baznett will give it off, a cut in the lane. Johnson jumper, no good. And the rebound is taken down there by Stevens. So the Knights will work it in the offensive zone. Berger's got it, just playing catch around the perimeter. They're about 5 feet away from the three-point arc, and it's stolen away. Reaching in and making the steal is Baznett. Baznett will stop in the lane, hand it off to one of her teammates. It goes off the shoulder of Kuchera. So both teams turn it over as both teams had an opportunity here. Nice play there by Baznett, but kind of surprised Kuchera when she passed her the ball. She was going up there for the rebound. Skip pass, top of the circle here, Kerrher. Kerrher will give it off on the left side. Now they enter it inside. Jumper in transition, no good for Bloom. And coming out with the rebound here is going to be Long. So Long on the run will kick into the corner. They get it out for Rip. Back around the perimeter we go. Johnson, she's going to penetrate on the baseline. Shot off glass, no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Stevens. So Stevens pulls down the rebound, but that was a great look for Ravenna. Just couldn't get the shot to fall. And Spalding Academy is going to call the timeout here. Seth Flanagan calls the timeout for the Knights. 4:10 to go here in the first quarter. We are tied at two. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Sakarni, we'll take it with him. 4:10 to go, tied at two. We're back after this.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
And welcome back here. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance in Kearney. Spalding Academy to inbound it, and they throw it, and it's going to be intercepted. Kuchera is able to come up with the steal here, and they'll kick it back out. Here's a three in transition, and draining it on that far side is going to be Amy Johnson. Johnson just literally turned that net inside out. So pressure being put on, and a little runner on that baseline up and good here for Spalding Academy. That's Bloom, who's able to stroke that in. So Bloom will get 2 points, her first 2 points of the ball game. It's now 5-4. Earlier they called that three-pointer a one-point shot. So they ruled that earlier three-pointer by Johnson was actually just a deuce, apparently. And we've got a push. And that'll be a little hand check foul that's whistled against Ravenna. And that will go on Hannah Meigerl, and she's able to steal the inbounds, and then it's tied up. But the possession arrow is pointing to Ravenna, so that's still going to be a Spalding Academy turnover. Trying to track down where my error is on my scoreboard here, and I'm having difficulty doing it. In any event, we'll worry about it later as Rip will bring in the offensive zone. Nice little spin. Kicks it at the elbow on the right wing here for Sarah Rip, and Sarah Rip lost it as she was driving the baseline. So that'll be a turnover on the Jays. They lead it 5-4. So on the run on that right side, bad pass, it's intercepted. Coming up with it is Anna Rip. She's going to lead a 3-on-2 break. Kicks into the corner. There's Amy Johnson. Her long jumper is up and no good. And the rebound out. They'll kick it right wing. My girl shot, no good. Offensive rebound in underneath. The shot won't fall here for Sarah Ripp, as Ripp missed a nice little look there in traffic, though. So that's a pretty tough shot there for Sarah Ripp. And then the drive on the baseline, and before they get to the basket, there is a foul. And that'll be a little hand check that's whistled here on Amy Johnson. So that'll be a foul on Johnson. Her first of the game. Kick into the corner on the inbounds. Three-pointer no good here for Spalding Academy, as Bloom missed it, and the rebound goes out of bounds. Last touched by Ravenna. So the Knights will inbound. Herher will inbound it. It's tipped around, but tracking it down is going to be Stevens. Stevens in the corner was in trouble. And I'll tell you what, Ravenna right now is putting some pretty good defense on. My girl with pretty good pressure. They kick it off on the right wing here. Penetration jump is good by Bloom. So Bloom, just staying a step ahead of that defense, was able to float it up and in. And it's now 6-5. Kick into the left corner here. Johnson will give it top of the circle here for Sarah Ripp. Ripp, nice penetration. We'll get it. A little cut here by Amy Johnson. Johnson, a little floater. That's no good, as Ravenna missed it, but they do get the offensive rebound. And, okay, work it inside. The jumper will fall here for Sarah Techmeyer. So Techmeyer will get two. So dribbling into that right corner, and in a little bit of trouble here is going to be Berger. Berger will dump it down low here for Bloom. Quick jumper up by Bloom is up and good. And Bloom, really the offense running through her today. No question about that. And Ravenna right now trails at 8-7, but they've got the basketball, and they're working it back around the perimeter here. Anna Ripp gives it top of the circle here for Amy Johnson. Johnson back out here for Ripp. Ripp's going to drive, and she'll shoot over the top of the help defense. Shot will not fall, and coming out with the rebound is going to be Berger, and then Berger is fouled. 50.7 to go here. It's 8-7. The Knights with the lead. And Ravenna making some substitutions. And we'll try to get those for you. Techmeyer is going to come over here. Checking back into the game is Baznett. And also pressure being put on here by Sarah Ripp. And Ripp will force the turnover. Her pressure against Karen forced Karen to dribble that ball off of her foot and out of bounds. So another turnover, and with 40 seconds to go here in the first quarter, Ravenna will fire the three. Baznett in transition. Shot won't fall, and we got a foul on the rebound. That will go against Ravenna. And it'll go against number 23, Sydney Kuchera. So that's now four fouls whistled against Ravenna, one against Spalding Academy. We got a little break in the action here as Megan Berger will retie her right shoe. And that really allows Ravenna the opportunity to put full court pressure on here. In fact, Ravenna is going to send in the battle Rebecca Nozicka. So the freshman will come in and pressure the ball a little bit with 36 seconds to go. On the bounce here is Berger. Berger dribbles down that far sideline, has it in the offensive zone, has it top of the key, and wow, Baznett tied it up. Originally, I thought Baznett forced the walk. They did not call that, but it is a held ball. We'll move the possession arrow, and Spalding Academy will get the ball back here with 25.1 to go. I thought Baznett forced the turnover. Techmeyer will pressure the inbounds as they get it in. Berger's got it now. They'll work it back around the perimeter for Kerher. Kerher pass in the lane, deflected, and last touched by Spalding Academy. So turnover on the Knights, and I think getting the hand up there was Nozicka. In any event, as the pass went through the lane, it was deflected by one of the Jays, and now they'll have the last possession. 10 seconds on the dribble is Baznett. Baznett will step into a three, back of the iron, no good. It hits the ground, 4 seconds left. the rebound out of there by Brady Hurley. And Brandy Hurley will just pass it off as the buzzer sounds, and that will do it for one quarter of play. After one quarter, it is 8-7. Spalding Academy with the lead over Ravenna. We'll take a quick break. We're back right after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
And welcome back here as Spalding Academy has the lead at the end of one quarter of play, but Ravenna does have the basketball here, trailing in 8-7 to start the second quarter. And they'll kick it top of the key. Here's Baznett firing the three. It's no good. And coming out with the rebound is going to be Anna Rip. Nice job there by Rip to pull down that offensive rebound. They get it inside, and the jumper will fall. Nice little pass inside to Sydney Kuchera, and Kuchera will put Ravenna back on top here, 9-8. From the elbow, they'll find the cutter. Driving here is Kerr. Kerr's shot no good, gets her own rebound, and they'll work it back around the perimeter. Kick back out. Again, Ravenna right now with that zone defense is really making it hard for the Knights to get a good look at the basket. Sometimes they get it on the perimeter and can find a cutter, but for the most part, they're not getting a look on the outside at all. As soon as I say that, they get it out, and Carher thought about shooting the three, but she'll work it back around the perimeter, and now Stevens gets the basketball on that outside, and we've got a foul on Ravenna. Going to be kind of a hand foul here, and that will go against Kuchera, and that will actually be her second foul. So she'll come out of the ball game, and they'll inbound it. Three-pointer up in the corner, no good for Stevens, and tracked down over there by Kerher as Kerher comes up with it, and then a turnover. And then Ravenna turns it right back over. That outlet pass turned right back over and gives the Jays the chance to put a little defense on here now, though, and they'll get it off, and on the dribble is Berger. Berger, right there is Anna Rip, and so they'll throw it nearly into the corner at half court to Stevens, and Stevens' pass is going to be knocked out of bounds by one of the Blue Jays. And I'm telling you, it's not easy to move the ball around at all here for the Knights, because that defense for Ravenna is playing very, very well, and they just forced a turnover. Amy Johnson pressuring Bloom, and Bloom took a little extra step with it, and that'll be a turnover. So Baznett will bring it in the offensive zone here for Ravenna. They lead it 9-8 with 6:15 to go. They get it left side for Long. Long will drive. Long back in the iron. Her shot will not fall. And the rebound is taken out of there on that far sideline by Berger. So Berger gets the rebound, gives it here to Carrier for Spalding Academy. The Knights watching everybody cycle through. 5 second counts going on, and just in time they pass it off to Carrier. Carrier's pass in the lane, and she walked with it. And again, 10 turnovers here by Spalding Academy compared to 4 for Ravenna. But only a 1-point lead here for the Jays. Their defense certainly has answered the bell, and now they find a little cutter in underneath, and we're going to have a foul. Great pass from the top of the key by Rip, throwing it down low to set up Long, and Long now will go to the line and will have a couple of free throws. She was hit on the arm, and she put up the shot by Megan Carher. So Long at the line, and her free throw back the iron and no good. She's got one more coming up here. In for the Knights, going to be Caitlin Carher. And the second free throw here by Long rolls around and is no good. Rebound by Carher. And Caitlin will give it off here for Megan Berger. And Berger has it stolen away. Another turnover. On the run are the Jays. They'll kick it top of the key here. Long will fire a three and rattle it in. Sienna Long draining that three. And it's a four-point lead here for the Lady Jays. Driving through is Bloom, and Bloom with a great drive in traffic is going to lay it up and in. They just didn't really shut her off, and she was able to just stay ahead of the Blue Jay defending her, and she laid it off the glass and in. So Long on the dribble. We'll kick it off here left side for Anna Rip. Anna Rip will fire it right side. There's Baznett. She'll step into a drive. Hits the bucket and the foul. Nice drive there by Baznett. They had to respect her ability to shoot that three, and then they got the defender to come out on her. She dribbled past her and then was hit on the arm as she put up the shot here by Megan Carher. So a chance to finish off the three-point play here. And towing the line is going to be Baznett. Baznett's free throw rolls around and is good. So five-point Ravenna lead, their largest lead of the ball game. On the dribble, Berger across the timeline, facing man-to-man, pass is deflected, but picking it up here is going to be Carher. Carher gives it off to Berger. Back around the perimeter we go. They give it off here on the left side for Stevens. Stevens picked up there defensively by Long, and they'll get it back out here for Carher. Around the perimeter we go, hand in the face there by Anna Rip as they dribble it around, and they'll get it off for Aaron Stevens. Entry pass down low, and it's knocked out of bounds by Amy Johnson. Johnson right in the back pocket of Aaron Bloom. 4:16 to go here, second quarter. It's now 15-10. Ravenna with a five-point lead. Spalding Academy on the dribble on the far corner. Bloom in trouble. Pass is going to be picked up by Aaron Stevens. Back to Bloom. Bloom's going to drive the baseline, and there's going to be a reach foul, I believe, on number 12, Amy Johnson. Yep, it's going to be on Johnson. That's before the shot. She was on her way to the basket. By the way, there was good help there by Long to help out Johnson. Bad pass. It's intercepted on the steal is Rip. Rip's going to go in for that left-handed layup, and it's good. So Rip will make the steal and then cash it in on the other end. And it's the seven-point lead. Pass deflected, but picking it up in the lane is going to be Carher. Carher's jumper is no good, but rebounded by Bloom, and Bloom will make the put back. So she gets an offensive rebound and the bucket, cuts that lead back down to five. And now top of the circle here is Baznett. Baznett, nice drive through the lane. She's going to take it off glass, won't fall. Offensive rebound being fought for. It goes out of bounds and last touched by the Jays. Sarah Techmeyer went in there and did battle, and she just couldn't quite come up with that basketball. And so a team rebound here for Spalding Academy, but the Jays will pressure, and now we're going to have a walk. They passed it to Bloom, but then with a double team that was put together by Ava Ochtenberg, Spalding Academy turned it over. So Ochtenberg comes in and forces a turnover right away. They'll inbound the basketball here to Techmeyer. Techmeyer back out for Rip. Off of the screen, there's Baznett firing the three. It's bouncing around and no good. Offensive rebound up and in. That's Rip making the putback after the missed three-pointer. And we've got an over and back forced by Baznett. So Spalding Academy turns it over again. And unofficially, 14 turnovers by Spalding Academy, and we've got 3:03 to go here in the second quarter. 19-12 is our lead, and Ogallala is leading Amherst in boys basketball 13-12 at the end of one on our sister station, ESPN 1460. Right wing, Techmeyer will kick it back out to Rip. Rip to the elbow, gets it And now a 15-foot jumper on that right side by Ochtenberg will not fall. And Ravenna will have to drop back on defense because the rebound coming out of there with it is Bloom. Bloom loses the basketball, but they are able to pick it up, are the Knights. They kick it back out. The three-pointer won't fall. And now there's hand-to-hand combat trying to get the hands on the ball, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Spalding, Spalding Academy. So 2:31 to go, a seven-point lead for Ravenna. They lead it 19-12. And on the bounce here is going to be Rip. Rip will give it off right side for Sarah Rip. Sarah gives it back out for Long. Now on that left side is Anna Rip, and the pass is going to go off the hands of a cutter and out of bounds. They're trying to connect with Ochtenberg, but Ravenna turns the ball over. That is their fifth turnover of the game compared to 14 for the Knights. Knights pass it up ahead. They've got numbers. They get it off here on the underneath pass by Schmitz, and then they lose the basketball. Steal by the Jays. They're on the run. Layup up and good in traffic. On a Rip with a great little drive there and was able to kind of finish it off and make the bucket. Tough bucket in transition. And now a tough drive here for Megan Berger. And Berger dribbles through and splits the defense. She lays it up, and it's in. So a seven-point lead here for the Jays. Now they give it to Rip in the corner. She'll fire a long jumper. No good. Rebound taken out of there by Carraher for Spalding, Spalding Academy, as Ravenna missed the three, and we've got a timeout by the Knights. They were having trouble getting it across midcourt, so timeout here for Spalding, Spalding Academy with a minute 31 to go here before halftime. It's 21-14, the Jays with the lead. The Knights will inbound the ball. We come back from this timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
And welcome back here to Ravenna. The Blue Jays right now with a seven-point lead. They lead it 21-14 with a minute 31 to go. And a nice job of just harassing the defense right now, really the story of the game for Ravenna, as they have really made everything that Spalding Spalding Academy has done very, very difficult. Berger will bring it across the timeline. She's picked up defensively there by Basnett. Berger's pass knocked down. Long almost comes up with a steal. They get it in the lane here for Bloom, and Bloom in traffic will hit a little jumper. Again, just an eyelash away was Ravenna, forcing another turnover. Here in transition, Basnett will fire a long two. She'll get a rebound. And now she'll drive, take it off glass. It will not fall. And the rebound still being fought for, and his last touch by the Knights. Battling for it was Techmeyer for Ravenna. And Berger for Spalding Spalding Academy. Berger was the last to touch it. Jays will make some substitutions as Kuchera checks in. Off of a screen set by Johnson, Kuchera was open momentarily, and they'll give it top of the circle here for Johnson. She'll drive, weave through traffic, lay it off glass, and score. Amy Johnson, nice little drive there, and she was able to lay it up and in. Long pass here by Spalding, Spalding Academy. It's going to go out of bounds, but they're going to say last touched by Sienna Long. So Spalding, Spalding Academy will maintain the possession here with 47.6 to go before halftime. 5 second counts going on in the corner as they inbound it. The Knights get it in to Carraher. Carraher throws it down low in the lane here for Haskey. Haskey will dribble through, has it knocked loose, and there's going to be a foul. Going for the ball and then falling down herself and taking out Haskey was Rip. So somewhat of an unfortunate foul here for Rip, but that was a foul. And that will be her second. And now seven team fouls, so a 1-1 coming up here for Maddie Haskey. 38 seconds to go before halftime. We'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up at that point. The free throw is up and good. So Haskey gets a nice little pat on the back from her teammate, Brandy Hurley. The free throw is up, rolls around, and is no good. Rebound by Baznett. Baznett pass up ahead. Shot off glass here by Johnson. Will not fall. Rebound taken out by Berger. Berger, little spin move. Will kick it out to the left side here by Haskey. And Haskey will hit the 15-foot jumper. So Haskey with the two. And there's 16 seconds to go. With it is number two, Baznett. They'll work it back around. Long's got it now. Long will drive. Long has her shot blocked. And coming up with it are the Knights. After the block, Berger will bring it to the offensive zone. They'll kick it back out, and they can't get the shot off in time. So Berger with the block a little bit ago, and she was able to pull down the rebound as well. And that's essentially all they had time to get done. They couldn't even get that pass because of the Ravenna defense into the lane. And so it's a four-point lead here by Ravenna as we head to the locker room. It's 23-19. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
Right now, Crossroads Ford in Kearney is dealing, dealing, dealing. End of the year is almost here, and inventory has to go. Every late model car, pickup, and SUV priced to sell fast, and they are dealing. They have the most late model pre-owned inventory they've had in years. Many brands, many makes, and models. Drive through their lot today and check them out. Bring your trade. They have on-the-spot appraisals, available bank financing with your good credit, and never a charge for paperwork. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney. Crossroads Ford.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back here to Ravenna for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. We're still totaling up some individual numbers, but here in just a moment, we'll give you some of the team numbers that we have for you unofficially. And I like to stress that it's very unofficial as we will go through and take a look at some comparisons here. In terms of shooting the basketball, unofficially, I have Ravenna being 10 of 28 from the field. So they're shooting about 30%. We'll double-check that number here for you in a little bit. Spalding Academy is 9 of 18 from the field, but 0 for 3 from behind the arc, where Ravenna is 2 of 8 shooting the three-pointer. 1 of 3 from the free-throw line. Spalding Academy is 1 of 2 from the free throw line. In terms of rebounding, Spalding Academy has the edge over Ravenna 18-7, but yet on the scoreboard, it is a four-point Ravenna lead. So with the shooting being a little bit better for Spalding Academy and the rebounding being a little bit better, well, you know there's a lopsided stat out there somewhere, and that is in turnovers. 15 turnovers by Spalding Academy here in the first half. And really, I think just about all of them were forced by really good Ravenna defense. So 15 turnovers for Spalding Academy compared to only 5 for Ravenna. So really about 10 more possessions here for Ravenna. And even though they're not shooting as well, that has translated into a four-point lead here at intermission. They lead it 23-19 at the break. We'll take another break here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll take a look at the individual numbers when we come back right after this.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back here to Ravenna. We are at intermission where the Lady Jays have a 23-19 lead over Spalding Academy. And let's check the numbers here. We'll begin first of all for the Lady Knights. They're being led by Aaron Bloom. Bloom with 12 points here at intermission to go with a couple of rebounds. Megan Berger with 4 points at the break. She also has 2 rebounds. Caitlin Kerher with 2 points and Maddie Haskey with 1 point unofficially. So Spalding Academy has 19 points in the game, 12 of those coming from Aaron Burr, Bloom. So all but 7 points by Bloom here in the basketball game for Spalding Academy. For Ravenna, a little bit more balanced scoring that we've got here in the game up to this point. And leading the way is Anna Rip. She's got 6 points at intermission. Kaylin Baznett with 5, Amy Johnson with 5, and Sienna Long with 3, Sydney Kuchera with 2 points here at the break. And in terms of rebounding, 4 rebounds by Baznett. She is the leading rebounder here for the Jays, who have a 23-19 lead at intermission. We're going to take another break here. We'll be back with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas and an extra Happy New Year from your friends at Nebraska Land National Bank. As we take time to reflect this holiday season, Nebraska Land National Bank would like to thank all of those who have welcomed us into the community. We look forward to serving and growing with you in the coming year. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Flashbacks Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flashback to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bare brick walls, and decorated with history from Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games. So stop in tonight, Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna. Happy holidays from all of us.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
And welcome back here to Ravenna. Let's get you updated what's happened so far today. We've got a couple of holiday tournaments that we're doing for you here on Platte River Radio on our sister station, ESPN 1460 and 1550. Doug Duda is over at the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament, and the Olala girls won the consolation over Amherst, 51-19. That is a final. Those two teams also playing in the boys' consolation. And at halftime, it's Amherst who now has a lead against the Ogallala, 28-23 at the break. Here we've got the Ravenna girls on the Ravenna Holiday Tournament with the lead over Spalding Academy, 23-19 here at intermission. And then, of course, the boys' consolation game will have Centura taking on Overton. That'll be scheduled for around 2:45, and that'll be followed by the girls' championship game, Centura and Overton at 4:30, and at 6:15, Ravenna, Spalding Academy for the boys' championship. That's coming up later today, right here from Ravenna at the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. We're going to take one last break. We'll be back in the third quarter right after this.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously from your home, the farm, and your business. We remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Possession arrow pointing to Spalding Academy to start the third quarter here. They are trailing at 23-19. And for Ravenna, they've got the starters back out there. That's Baznett, Long, Johnson, Rip, and Kuchera. And for the Knights, Berger going to inbound it with Bloom. They've got the their starters out there as well. Kerher, Hashke, and Stevens. Pretty good pressure being put on here. Berger's got it. We'll get it top of the circle. Bloom will fire the three. It's no good. They do get the rebound, however, as they work it back around the perimeter. And coming up with the basketball now is Stevens. Stevens will watch everybody kind of cycle through. Dribble to the right corner does Bloom. She puts up an air ball, but it's off the hand of one of the Ravenna players. Amy Johnson just kind of surprised that went over her shoulder there, and it's going to be off of her hands. And so that will be the Knights basketball. They inbound it, and the pass stolen away by Kuchera. So Kuchera makes the steal, another Spalding Academy turnover. And the kick into the corner. Here's a three-pointer for Johnson, and Johnson will stroke it in. So Amy Johnson will bring in another 3 points here. She's got eight in the game, and that lead is back out to seven. And they're going to call a block. And had she not given up ground, I think Amy Johnson might have got a player control foul because the defense was on Berger so well that she couldn't find Johnson. But Johnson is going to get called for the foul. That's the right call. But had she just kind of stopped just a nanosecond sooner, I think they would have got the player control foul. In any event, Hashke has it in the offensive zone. She'll dribble to the elbow, kick it out into the corner here for Stevens. They give it top of the circle here for Kerher. Kerher is picked up by Baznett. And now with it is Hashke. Hashke lost the basketball, but Bloom can pick it up. She throws a nice pass through the lane. The layup's going to be good for Kerher. What a great pass, though, by Bloom to set up Kerher for the bucket. And it's 26-21, 6.5 to go here in the third quarter. Ravenna has a top of the key. Long's going to drive. Long's going to take it off glass. What a great floater, and she scores. She's hit on the arm, and what a great spin she had on the ball going up. And Long will try to finish off a three-point play here as she was hit going up by Hashke. So Hashke with the foul. Unfortunately, the free throw was missed. And now the long outlet pass off the miss. The shot will not go in transition for Hashke. But Hashke does get the putback. Quick jumper on the right wing. Offensive rebound. Shot won't fall. Stevens comes up with a loose ball, but there's a foul on the rebound. Quick jumper on that far side. Long got the rebound. Missed the putback, but she was hit on the arm. And now she's going to have two free throws. And she was fouled by Bloom. And so the free throw rolls around and good. Nice shooter's touch there by Long. Hit the front of the rim, bounced off the glass, and then right back in. Nozicka checking in here for Ravenna. Long at the free throw line. Made the first, and that one is just a little bit too short to edge over the top, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Knights. Kuchera fighting for that rebound. Made it so the Knights could not quite get their hands on it, so Ravenna will maintain the possession here. They get a team rebound as Baznett will toss it in. She's looking for Long, but finds Kuchera on the back door, and she'll score. She kept looking on the near side, but then finally found Sydney Kuchera for that bucket. So now Stevens has it here for Spalding Academy. She'll take it all the way to the baseline, back around to Bloom. Bloom on the baseline is going to be fouled. Going to be a reach, and I'm sure they're going to give that on Rip. There was actually a couple of them there. And yeah, they do give it to Rip. I couldn't tell from this angle for sure. But Anna Rip picks up her third foul now. Inbounded for Stevens. Stevens finds a cutter. What a great pass inside to Kerher. And Kerher gets an easy bucket once that ball got in that close. So around the perimeter we go. On the drive here is going to be Ravenna. Quick little jumper up, and it will not fall for Rip. Coming down with the rebound is going to be Berger. Berger drives, and it's going to be a charge. Baznett will collect the charge. Great job there. That was some real fine basketball work by Baznett, collecting the charge. And that will be a Spalding Academy turnover as well. On the bounce here is going to be Baznett. Baznett, nice pass inside. Bank shot for Kuchera. Good. So Kuchera is able to bank that one in. And Sydney Kuchera having a fine game. Ball knocked loose. Stevens comes up with it. And it's stolen away by Baznett. Baznett makes another steal here. And the pass up ahead deflected in transition by Berger and out of bounds. But another turnover, and unofficially 18 turnovers against Spalding Academy. Last touch by the Knights and out of bounds. So it is Baznett who's going to inbound it. Baznett, we have an illegal screen called away from the ball. The official furthest away from it is the one that had the best view of it, and it's going to be a foul whistle on Sydney Kuchera. So Kuchera going to be whistled for the foul. And the official to make the call is having a quick conversation here with Noah Malsby, as Malsby didn't agree with it. Inbounded here for Bloom. Bloom will get it top of the circle for Kerher. And she'll hand the basketball back off here for Megan Berger. Berger picked up there defensively on that left wing by Rip. Pass now on the baseline. Jumper no good. Offensive rebound by the Knights. And the bucket is going to be up and good for Caitlin Kerher. So Kerher comes up with the rebound and the bucket. So nice little putback there for Kerher. Pass on the left side, knocked out of bounds, deflected off of one of the Blue Jays, so that'll be a Ravenna turnover. Ravenna will put full court pressure on. Bloom's got the basketball, working against Amy Johnson. Gets it top of the circle here for Kerher. Kerher back off for a cutter, and Bloom, they hand it off to Bloom, and she'll lay it up and in. They got it at that high post, and Bloom just kind of came off the screen set by the player with the basketball. It's laid up and in, and we've got ourselves a four-point ball game here. It's 33-29. Ravenna with a three-point lead. We're going to take a quick break. Timeout taken here by the Jays with 3:47 to go, and we'll be back right after this in the third quarter. It's 33-29 Ravenna back after this.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
And welcome back. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy's Shelter Insurance of Kearney. With 3:47 to go in the third quarter, it's Spalding Academy 29 and Ravenna 33. Ravenna's got the basketball, hoping something positive can happen here. It kind of slowed down a little bit. Long gives it to Baznett. Baznett, they clear off. Great pass inside, and there's going to be a foul. She got it on a bounce pass to Techmeyer, and Techmeyer's going to head to the line. That drive by Baznett off of the high screen really set that up. And now Techmeyer is going to have a couple of free throws. And her first one is rolling around and good. So she makes the first. And it's now 34-29. Second free throw, back in the iron, and no good. Rebound taken out of there by Bloom. Bloom with a long outlet pass for Hashke. And they'll give it back out for Bloom. Bloom's used up her dribble, top of the key. Baznett knocks the ball loose. Now Bloom has the dribble. She's used it up again. She'll bounce it out here for Kerher, top of the circle. Great defense by Long. Kerher kicks it off on the left side for Hashke. Hashke picked up again, man-to-man. And Kerher gets it. Caitlin Kerher this time. Nearly tied up by Techmeyer. Long outlet pass. Baznett was trying to track it down. Didn't touch it, but screened the Knight away from it, and Spalding Academy has turned it over again as it goes out of bounds. That's how tenacious that defense was. The offensive player couldn't even find the ball because of the defensive pressure being put on her by Baznett. Long has it, and as they cycle through, they give it to Baznett, top of the circle. She can dribble if she wants to. She will. After the ball fake, she'll drive the lane and score. That ball fake was all important before she started the dribble. Got the defender out of the way, and now it's a 7-point lead. In transition, the pass by Bloom is thrown away. So Spalding Academy turns it over yet again. And again, unofficially, 23 turnovers by Spalding Academy. Forced by that Ravenna defense. Long will drive the baseline. In a double team, threw it off the leg of the defender to maintain the possession. Hashke was right there. They threw it off of Hashke's leg. Baznett will toss it in on the baseline here with 2:20 to go in the third quarter. It's 36-29. Ravenna with the lead. 5-second count going on. They don't get it in time. Ravenna did not get it in time. They got it about 5.5 seconds after the count began. We have a little stoppage here as we have to adjust one of the shoes. Caitlin Kerher for Spalding Academy adjusts her shoes. On the dribble is going to be Bloom. Bloom is picked up there. Great defense by Johnson. And they'll give it off here for Schmitz. Karen Schmitz passed it off. Now pass in the lane here for Kerher. And it's going to be tied up. That'll be another Spalding Academy turnover, because the possession arrow is pointing to Ravenna. That defense for Ravenna, really the story of this game. They lead by 7 with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Top of the circle, Long. Long's pass on the left side. Misses the mark, and that'll be a turnover. Eight turnovers on Ravenna, 24 unofficially for Spalding Academy. On the bounce, Bloom gives it up right wing here for Caitlin Kerher. And Kerher, a little hesitation dribble in face of Techmeyer's defense, and there'll be a turnover. Rarely is it just mishandling the ball for Spalding Academy. It's been in the face of some pretty good defense by Ravenna. The Jays lead it here by 7, 36-29. Minute and a half to go, as on the dribble is Long. Long will give it between the circles here for Baznet. Baznet still has a dribble. She'll kick it off on the left wing here for Rip. Rip finds a pass through the lane, and it'll go off the hands of Sienna Long, and that'll be a turnover. And she looks at her hands like, they have betrayed me. Bloom will bring it across the timeline without really any pressure at all for Ravenna. They'll pick up the defense at half court. Give it for Schmitz. Schmitz, top of the circle here for Haskey. Haskey, extra pass, but down low. Baseline drive, shot off glass is good for Caitlin Kerher. That was some good passing there by the Knights. Now with it is Johnson. Johnson gives it top of the circle for Rip. Off of the drive, here's Long. Long's going to kick it. Now Baznet has it on the right side. She'll penetrate a little bit. Now she'll kick it back out here for Long, who will fire a three top of the key, and she hits the three. Got a good look out of it. And the ball got away from him. They hit the bottom of the iron there and came through and kind of rolled away from everybody. So they had to stop the clock here to get the ball. And that's going to allow the Blue Jays to make some substitutions here with 40 seconds to go in the quarter. Victoria Bitts checks in. And also out there is Hannah Magiel. Pass goes through the legs of one of the Knights and out of bounds. That one was an unforced error as the pass went to the shoe tops of Megan Carrier, and she was the last to touch it as it goes out of bounds. 8-point lead, 39-31. 25 seconds to go here as the pass goes right wing for Sarah Rip. Rip's watching everybody cycle through. 5-second count's going on, and she'll pass the basketball back out here for Eva Ochtenberg. Pass on the right wing. With it is Kuchera. Kuchera with 7 seconds left. Has it. She's on her knees. Was able to make the pass down. The ball is loose. Picked up by the Knights. And a baseball throw that almost went in. And it wouldn't have counted anyway because she stutter-stepped. And the whistle had blown with the travel before she got in that throw. And a line drive almost goes in from 75 feet. Wouldn't have counted anyway. So another turnover for Spalding Academy to end the third quarter, and we'll head to the fourth. Ravenna leading it 39-31. We're back after this.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
And welcome back here to Ravenna as the Blue Jays have a 39-31 lead as we head to the fourth quarter. We do have an update from Kearney Catholic. It is heading to the fourth there as well. Amherst right now leading Ogallala in boys basketball 42-33, so about the same scoring level that we're at here, 39-31. Ravenna with the lead, and it will be Spalding Academy basketball as we start the fourth quarter. And unofficially, 27 turnovers compared to 9. 27 turnovers for Spalding Academy. They get the ball to Aaron Bloom. Bloom will give it off to the top of the circle. Pass on the left side, almost stolen by Baznet, but coming up with it and driving is Kerher. Kerher missed the shot. And coming out with it is Ravenna. And Ravenna in transition just has to flip up a bad shot just to maintain the possession because the pass was a little bit too far for Anna Rip. And Rip did a great job of just getting it up in the air. It's a miss. And here comes Spalding Academy in transition and scoring is Megan Berger. Berger got the defensive rebound and then was able to drive the length on the floor and get the bucket. So it's now 39-33. And driving here is going to be Baznet. Baznet from the free throw line will get it off here for Rip. Entry pass inside for Kuchera, and Kuchera will drive, and she is fouled. A great pass inside for Kuchera, and Kuchera then was hit on the arm. So she is going to be stepping to the free throw line for a couple of shots. The foul is whistled on Erin Bloom. That is going to be her third. So the free throw for Kuchera, back the iron and no good. Kuchera with 6 points in the ballgame. And substitution here for the Knights. Bloom moves down a little bit lower after Megan Carher checks in. Free throw is no good. And coming out with rebound is going to be Megan Berger. Berger on the dribble. Is picked up there defensively by Hannah Meigerl. Driving now, Aaron Bloom. Bloom will take it all the way in. In and out, no good. Kuchera fighting for the rebound. And it's going to be a hell ball. Thought it was Kuchera, but it was Rebecca Nozicka who was able to tie that one up. And that's going to be a team rebound here for Ravenna. So Ravenna will get the basketball because the possession arrow on the held ball is pointing their direction. Dribbling here, my girl. And she'll get it off here for Nozicka. On the run, going to be Eva Ochtenberg. Ochtenberg's pass goes through traffic and picked up there by Sarah Ripp. Sarah Ripp will pivot back and get it off for Nozicka. Nozicka, tough shot, going to be blocked there by Bloom. So Bloom with the block, and coming up with it is going to be the Knights. And we've got a whistle as a little bit of a push that would have, had that push not been there, I think there had been a travel. In any event, it is going to be a little hand foul that is whistled on Sarah Techmeyer. So the Knights will inbound it, work it back around the perimeter here for Berger. They kick it off. Long three-pointer for Spalding Academy is off the mark and tracked down in the corner. A little ball fake now on the drive is Carher, and Carher on the way to the basket is fouled. So Carher pulls down that rebound and was able to drive the baseline, and she was fouled on her way to the basket. The foul is going to be on Sarah Ripp, and that is going to be the first on Ripp. But Carher was in the act of shooting, so she's going to shoot a couple of shots here. And the first one rolls around and is no good. Jays are going to make a complete line change here. And I think that's just about all the starters. Karen Schmitz is out there. Other than that, I think you got the rest of the... Check that, that's Ripp. So the rest of the starters are out there. Second free throw was good, as all five starters, Baznett, Long, Johnson, Ripp, and Kuchera out there for Ravenna. 5-point lead, 6 minutes to go. 39-34. With the basketball is Johnson. Johnson will give it to Baznett. Baznett has the dribble, gives it off left wing for Johnson. She's just going to hand it off here for, on a Ripp. Ripp watches everybody cycle through and will give it off for Baznett. Kaylin Baznett, nice pass through the lane, but Long didn't see it coming, and that's going to be a Ravenna turnover. Spalding Academy, that's some of the best defense that they have played in the half-court set here in the second half, because Ravenna was pretty patient. That pass by Baznett, had Long seen it coming, would have been an easy bucket, but she was having trouble seeing it because of the pressure that she was facing. So on the dribble here is Bloom. Bloom throws it through, great pass, and they'll kick it back out here for Stevens. Stevens missed the jumper, and the long rebound is pulled down here by Hashke. Hashke has it, and it's going to be a hell ball. It's tied up. Possession arrow is pointing to the Knights. So they'll inbound it on the far sideline here. 5:14 to go, fourth quarter. It is 39-34. And one of the Knights again tying a shoe. And that's Maddie Hashke. Well, inbound it here for Bloom. Bloom is picked up defensively there by Kuchera. They'll give it off for Carher. Carher picked up by Baznett. Top of the circle, Stevens now. Stevens working against Johnson. Pass in the lane. Tough turnaround jumper rolls around and is no good for Hashke. Offensive rebound rolls into the hands of Bloom, and Bloom can't quite get it. Another offensive rebound in underneath. That one will not fall, so they had three shots at it. Did Spalding Academy and couldn't get any points out of it. In transition, here's a three-pointer for Johnson. Johnson's three will not fall, and the rebound goes out of bounds. Nope, it's going to be a blocking foul. And I believe that's going to be on Johnson. In the old days of the NBA, that would have been called a loose ball foul. In any event, it is a foul on Amy Johnson, and that is going to be her fourth with 4:38 to go. Johnson has 8 points here in the game. So with the ball for Spalding Academy is Karen Schmitz, who just checked in. They get it in the lane. Nice catch by Caitlin Kerher, and Caitlin Kerher will put it up and in. Good ball movement to make it a three-point ball game. And with it is number three, the three-pointer. No good for Long, and it goes out of bounds, and last touch by Ravenna. Well, now Ravenna, who had a 7-point lead and even a 9-point lead here in the second half, they have a 3-point advantage, and with the ball is going to be Bloom. She's going to back up, fire a three. It's no good. Rebound on the ground. Kuchera comes up with it. He's able to get it to Long. Long to Baznett. Up ahead to Johnson, who's all alone, and Ravenna will score. Well, great hands there by Kuchera to be able to come up with it, get it to Long. Long then immediately, nice pass up ahead to Baznett, who gives it to Johnson, and Johnson is able to lay it up and in. Timeout, Ravenna. They lead it 41-36 with 3:53 to go here in the fourth quarter. Timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers, or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
Well, a great hustle play started by Kuchera, and just about everybody on the Blue Jays had something to do with that 2 points that gives them a 5-point lead. Now with the dribble is Aaron Bloom. Bloom, nice dump pass in underneath, and it's going to be laid up and in by Karen Schmitz. Give Bloom a nice assist on that play, as that made that one awfully easy. So Baznett will give it to Long on that right side. Long watches everybody cycle through, gives it back to Baznett. Baznett, right side for Long, 41-38. Nice drive by Long. Long off glass shot, no good. Kuchera offensive rebound, shot won't fall, but she'll be heading to the free throw line. And again, another big rebound by Kuchera there to pull it down. She gets that rebound, and now she gets a trip to the free throw line after the foul was whistled on Bloom, and that's going to be her fourth. So the free throw by Kuchera is up and good. That'll earn her one more. 42-38. And Bloom in foul trouble, but they can't afford to take her out of the game. She has 12 of the 38 points here for Spalding Academy. Second free throw up and good. Couple of big makes there by Kuchera. And now on the bounce here is going to be Spalding Academy. They get it off on that left wing here for Kerher. Kerher picked up defensively by Long. Now Baznett will pressure Schmitz. They get it off on the right side for Berger. Berger's pass in the lane, being deflected around. It's going to be a hell ball, and the possession arrow is pointing to Ravenna. So Spalding Academy turns the ball over again. And again, unofficially, 28 turnovers. Ravenna, just a little bit ago, had their 10th turnover of the game. That number is pretty solid. You get 10, 12 turnovers, you're in pretty good shape. On the drive here, Baznett. Baznett's going to get it off for Johnson. She takes it to the baseline, back around the perimeter, back to Baznett. Gives it to Long on the left side, looking inside for Kuchera, but they give it off between the circles here for Rip. Nice pass on the inside. Shot's going to be up and good for Johnson. Nice ball movement to set up Johnson for the bucket. That's a big bucket because it pushes the lead back out to 7 with 3.5 minutes to go. It's 45-38. Creating a little space with an elbow there and getting away with it is Berger. They'll get it off here left side. Jumper by Bloom will not fall, and the rebound is taken out of there by Johnson. So big rebound for Amy Johnson and Ravenna, who works it up ahead here. Rip will drive. A little floater up and good for Anna Rip. And we've got another timeout, this time by Spalding Academy. 9-point lead for Ravenna, 47-38. With 2:05 to go, timeout, Spalding Academy, brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We're back right after this.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas and an extra Happy New Year from your friends at Nebraska Land National Bank. As we take time to reflect this holiday season, Nebraska Land National Bank would like to thank all of those who have welcomed us into the community. We look forward to serving and growing with you in the coming year. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
And welcome back. Let's give you a little bit of a game reset here. 2:05 to go in the basketball game and a 47-38 lead for Ravenna. So they lead by nine. Both teams have committed six fouls here in the second half. So both teams right now, not officially in the 1-1, but next foul will put them in that that situation. And the possession arrow is pointing to Spalding Academy. They need something positive to happen here. Erin Bloom, who has those four fouls, will bring it into the offensive zone. She's been a leading scorer here for the Knights, and they'll get it off on that right wing here for Berger. Berger's pass on the inside is going to be knocked down, and it's going to be tied up. And as I mentioned, Spalding Academy has the arrow, so they'll keep the basketball. Checking in for the Knights, going to be Erin Stevens, the 5'7 freshman, and Bloom, the sophomore, will inbound the basketball. They get it to Kerher. Back off on this right side for Bloom. Bloom, that's a tough jumper over the top of Kuchera. It is missed, and rebound is taken out of there by Ravenna. Long came up with a rebound. Now the loose ball, she's able to track down, so she hustles to get the ball on both ends of the court. Now Long has it on the baseline, on the dribble, and we've got a push. I think a moving screen that they're going to call on Kuchera. Yeah, they are going to call a moving screen on Kuchera, and that's going to be her fourth foul. She's got 8 points and four fouls. A minute 26 to go here, 47-38. On the drive is Bloom. Bloom kicks into the corner. There's Kerher. Kerher too strong. Offensive rebound, Stevens. And Stevens missed it, and then the ball's loose, and it's going to be tied up. Belongs to the Blue Jays. So Ravenna has it with a minute 17 to go. They lead it by nine. And they get it up ahead here for on a rip. Rip, I'm surprised that Spalding Academy isn't putting more pressure on the ball, because she brought it across the timeline with no problems. With the dribble right now is going to be Amy Johnson. Johnson gives it off for Baznett, and they're kind of playing four-corner offense here, just kind of playing keep away. In their final minute with a nine-point ball game. Rip's got it. Spalding Academy's got to commit a foul here, don't they? They work it back out here for Long. Long will give it off on the right side for Rip. This has already been a great possession for Ravenna. They took off about 25 seconds, and then they finally get the foul. Well, that cost them about three possessions in this game. You don't get the steal right away. I think you have to commit the foul. A 1-1 coming up here for Ravenna. Rip's going to go to the free throw line for the front end of the 1-1, and she earns the extra shot here. And she'll make it a 10-point ball game. Don't forget, Centura and Overton coming up next in boys basketball. Both free throws are good. Now make an 11-point lead with 41 seconds to go. Berger, pass in the lane, and it's going to be another Spalding Academy turnover. Johnson came up with it. She gets the ball back after Baznett passed it to her. She can pass the Long or Baznett if she wants to, and she looks down low and gets it for Rip. Rip's got it, and she'll throw it for Baznett. 22 seconds to go. Baznett on the dribble, just playing keep away. They get it off for Long. Long will get Amy Johnson involved in the game of keep away, and the ball is going to be knocked out of bounds on that far side. A pass that was a little bit too far in front of Baznett. Baznett did a nice job of not walking with the ball trying to get it, and it was knocked out of her hands but out of bounds by Megan Kerher. So the Blue Jays will maintain the possession with 12 seconds to go. They're going to pick up the win here. And they'll get the ball back around the perimeter to Baznett. 5 seconds left. Baznett playing a little dribble. Still has a dribble. A little flip in the lane. Gets it to Kuchera. And Kuchera will score at the buzzer. Well, why not? A nice little drive by Baznet, and then the wraparound pass to Kuchera, who lays it up at the buzzer. And your final score, it's Ravenna with a 51-38 win over Spalding Academy. We're going to take a quick break. We'll take a look at the numbers and have our Misco Sports postgame show right after this timeout.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back here to Ravenna for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for the games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ord storefront location today. See them before the games begin. With a great selection to choose from, you can get your game on now at Misco's. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. Ravenna with a 51-38 win over Spalding Academy. And before we take a look at any other numbers, you know, the story of the game really is turnovers, 29 turnovers for Spalding Academy. They scored 38, but they turned the ball over 29 times, and Ravenna turned the ball over only 10 times unofficially. They took very, very good care of the basketball and did a great job defensively, forcing those turnovers by the Knights. And so Ravenna picks up a 51-38 win here in the consolation game of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. Coming up here in just a little bit, Centura and Overton for the boys' consolation game. That's scheduled for 2:45, so we're probably about 25 minutes away from that game taking place here in just a little bit. So let's take a look at the individual numbers that we have for you. We'll begin with Spalding Academy, and again, a great effort tonight by Aaron Bloom. Bloom in a little bit of foul trouble, but they didn't really protect her at all because they needed her out there offensively. She was the leading scorer for the Lady Knights. She finished with 12 points. Caitlin Kerher with 8. Megan Kerher with 7 off the bench, Megan Berger with 6, Mady Hashke had 3, and Karen Schmitz with 2 points here for the Knights. And in terms of rebounding, leading rebounder was Caitlin Kerher. She finished with 6 rebounds, 5 each for Aaron Bloom, Megan Kerher, and Megan Berger. So Spalding Academy losing here in the consolation game to the Ravenna Lady Jays. Checking the numbers here for Ravenna, they had 4 players in double digits. Amy Johnson led the way with 12 points. Sienna Long with 10. Anna Rip with 10. Sydney Kuchera with 10. And Kaylin Baznet, who had a solid game forcing turnovers, finished with 7 points. Her real measure wasn't so much how many points she scored. 7 still pretty solid. But really how she ran the floor, came up with 6 rebounds, really took care of the ball and forced probably about 10 of those turnovers as the Blue Jays pick up the win today by a final of 51-38. And let me grab my little sheet here and let you know Ravenna's next action will be coming up after the holiday tournament. They'll be playing on the 9th against Donovan Trumbull. So that'll be on Friday night to take on Donovan Trumbull here in Wood River, as it's going to be here in Ravenna. So they'll have Donovan Trumbull and then Wood River on back-to-back nights. Check that. It'll actually be Thursday night. We'll have a very busy schedule when they come back after the holiday break. Thursday night against Donovan Trumbull at home, also at home against Wood River, and then they'll travel to Ansley Litchfield on the Saturday night, one of the rare Saturday night games that Ravenna will play through the course of the season. So once again, improving their record now to 5-2 on the season, Ravenna picks up a comfortable win, really, 51-38 over Spalding Academy. We're going to step away for about 10, 12 minutes or so, go back for regular programming.